Howdy. I am Nerita, PhD student in the lab of Michael Polymanis at Texas A&M University. One of the research goals of our lab is to study the role of metabolites in keeping the balance between cell growth and division. My project focuses on how lipogenic enzymes can control key features of the cell cycle, like nuclear envelope remodeling during mitosis. Recently, from our mass spec data, we reported that major lipid species peak late in the cell cycle. This can be seen in the heat map of Figure 1a, where log transform values of different lipid species are plotted during the cell cycle, as in G1, S, and G2m phases. The value increases as we move from the blue to red color of the heat map. Fatty acids are the building blocks of lipids, and de novo synthesis of fatty acid is catalyzed by two major enzymes, acetyl-CoA carboxylase or ACC1 and fatty acid synthase or FAS. ACC1 catalyzes the first committed step of the pathway, and the further reactions are catalyzed by FAS to produce fatty acids, which can get incorporated into lipids later on. From our genome-wide data, we can see that the translational efficiency of ACC1 and FAS1 peak later in the cell cycle. Figure 2a is a heat map obtained from the logarithmic ratio of ribosome-protected mRNA to total mRNA during cell cycle of a well-synchronous cell culture. The numbers on the x-axis are the different cell sizes of a diploid cell at different time points in the cell cycle. Translational efficiency is later validated with the immunoblot of FAS1 protein during the cell cycle. G1 daughter cells carrying C-terminal TAP tag were collected by elutriation and allowed to progress synchronously in the cell cycle. At the indicated cell size and budding index, representative image of the immunoblot is shown in Figure 2b. The graphs at the bottom display the band intensities for each independent experiments, indicated with different open symbols, and experiment matched loading control of PGK1 protein, indicated by closed symbols, are quantified as well. From our ribosome profiling data and immunoblot, we conclude that protein abundance of FAS1 is more during late in the cell cycle. One of the ways to translationally control protein expression is through UARFs. Upstream open reading frames or UARFs can mediate translational control by acting as a regulatory element for translating ribosomes. FAS1 has two UARFs and ACC1 has one UARF, and they are indicated in Figure 3a. To understand the role of the UARFs, we made point mutation on each of these UARFs and call it as UARF mutant. Once the UARFs are mutated, we checked for protein level, and the quantification of the protein's level is shown in the strip plot of Figure 3b. There is increase in protein abundance of FAS1 both in rich media containing 2% glucose or 3% glycerol. Along with proteins, we also find from our mass spec data that there is a significant alteration in the lipidome, not so much on the primary metabolites. The volcano plot in Figure 3c shows the log two-fold change of the UARF mutant with respect to wild type for both complex lipids and primary metabolites, and the statistical significance is on the y-axis. The changes can be visualized in the left quadrant of the graphs, where lipids or metabolites with at least two-fold change with respect to wild type and the p-value of less than 0.05 are reported and demarcated by the horizontal and the vertical red lines. Later, we asked how translational control of fatty acid synthesis affects cell cycle. From our previous experiments, we know that it does not help with cell size increase, and we think there is a specialized role of translational control of fatty acid synthesis. We looked at nuclear envelope remodeling during the cell cycle. Representative images of nuclear envelope during the cell cycle with NSP1 protein signal decorating the nuclear envelope is shown in Figure 4a. During the cell cycle, nuclear envelope of budding yeast undergo close mitosis, where nuclear envelope is spherical in early phases but starts elongating during mitosis and eventually form an hourglass-like structure before dividing into two nuclei. We measured the sphericity of the nuclear envelope. Schematic representation of the measuring the sphericity is in figure 4b. We measured the two axes alpha and beta of the sphere. If the ratio is 1, then it is sphere, while if the ratio increases, it means the shape is elongated. Changes in the sphericity of the nuclear envelope for both the UR mutant and the wild type during cell cycle is quantified with the axis ratio on the y-axis and cell size on the x-axis in figure 4c. We find that the UR mutant promotes nuclear envelope elongation sooner in the cell cycle than the wild type. Translational control of fatty acid synthesis also interact with lipid trafficking. SEC-14 is one of the key protein of lipid trafficking and it facilitates phospholipid exchange. Temperature-sensitive conditional mutant of SEC-14 has its own phenotypic defect. In the figure 5a, spotting assay of yeast cells at three different temperatures, we see that the UARF mutant can partially rescue the growth defect of temperature-sensitive SEC-14 mutant at the semi-permissive temperature. Speaking of phenotypic defects, from our previous knowledge, we know that the SEC-14 temperature-sensitive mutant are bigger in cell size because of their mitotic defects. However, in figure B, when we plot the cell sizes of the indicated mutants in presence and absence of SEC-14 temperature-sensitive background, we find that the UARF mutant can rescue the cell size of the SEC-14 temperature-sensitive mutant. Moreover, from the flow cytometry data of DNA content, SEC-14 has more cells stuck in the second peak, indicative of the mitotic delay, and as a result has less percent G1 cells. Here also we find that the UARF mutant can suppress the mitotic delay of the SEC-14 almost to the level of wild type. Hence, our current working model is protein synthesis of ACC1, FAS1 as well as SEC-14 help in maintaining a lipid metabolism and homeostasis within the cell, and as a result facilitates mitotic nuclear envelope changes.